The beautiful Jessica Barth joins me. Ted 2 opens on Friday, and if you're not looking forward to this movie, you're a fool. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I read some interesting stuff about you. I did not know. You went to Vassar?
Everyone keeps asking me this. I went to the summer program at Vassar with New York Stage and Film. I did their theater program there.
Oh, the Vassar College Theater, but that's quite an accomplishment. And
thank you.
And it's such a great juxtaposition to fooling around with a teddy bear.
I know it, right? I've done so much training in my life, and then it's just ironic that my big break comes with acting in a R-rated raunchy comedy opposite the teddy bear.
Well, let me just say, on behalf of all stuffed animals, he's one lucky bear.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's got to be the oddest compliment you've ever gotten, right? There's never been a stranger compliment.
No, I don't think so.
So, all right. So let's back up for a second here. So the premise for Ted 2 is pretty basic. Ted's like you and me. Ted just wants to start his family with you, his beautiful bride, Jessica. By the way, how did you get the Boston accent down?
With a lot of work. I worked my ass off for this dialect. It was really important to Seth. My getting the part was really contingent upon my nailing the accent. So I got a CD, I listened to that over and over again, and then I watched a lot of Matt Damon, Ben Affleck movies. I worked with a girl who is from Quincy. I did it all. I hung out in Boston bars, I hung out in, you know, restaurants, but really this girl from Quincy, Cassie, she really helped me. She's exactly what Seth wanted the role to sound like, the character to sound like, and so I just hung out with her, and bless her heart, she was like 9 months pregnant coming over to like work with me on my script.
Yeah, that's probably part of the deal, right? You got to be 9 or 10 months pregnant, and there's got to be a Rosetta Stone for white trash Boston somewhere.
There's not.
That sucks. Well, you nail the accent. So anyway, Ted wants to start a family, but he's got to prove that he's more than just a teddy bear. So I got to believe in doing this, there was a bunch of times where you're shooting scenes, and what are you acting to? I mean, is there somebody standing in for Ted? Well, how does that even work?
No, we get to rehearse with the stuffed animal, and then once we start filming, they take the stuffed animal away, and you have to act with nothing. So you really, really have to do your work, and you really have to, you know, to make that believable is really challenging because there's nothing there. There's nothing to react off of. So you really have to do your character work. You have to build a relationship. And I just try to build a relationship as strongly as I could. So I was triggered off of just hearing Seth's voice because I didn't have anything to look at. And I have a lot of emotional scenes in this too. And I need to get to a certain place in a short amount of time. And, you know, I had to work my ass off in this movie.
Well, and that's the thing too, right? Because any actress, any actor has to draw on emotion and personal experience and stuff. And I'm sure you had a bunch of hairy boyfriends who were jerks, but meant well. But what could you draw on to be attracted to the bear?
Well, I love his sense of humor, and I love his loyalty, and I love his willingness to work on things. He's also really fun, and he really does try his best, and he really does love his friends, and he loves Tammy Lynn, and he's charming, he's hilarious, and that gets a guy far.
Yeah, that's thank God for that. Thank God there are beautiful women.
thank God for humor.
Thank God there are beautiful women who will take funny over chiseled.
Totally. Almost always, actually.
So, yeah, because chiseled is not always what you need. So there's a scene in the movie, and it's been misdescribed as far as I'm concerned a lot of places, but it is a love scene. And I don't know that there's ever been a greater challenge on film than you doing a love scene with Ted.
Yes. All the scenes, like, where I have to, like, you know, kiss him or have a love scene with him, all of these they're not so much challenging as they're awkward. You know, it has its own little choreography that you have to put your hand here, sure, and your mouth here and your leg here and more, you know, move your leg faster. It's so awkwardly choreographed, but it comes out and it looks so real that I'm blown away.
I have got to believe that the outtakes that someone has, well, that Seth has, have got to be filthy and hilarious.
Well, you'll see some of those on the extra, the bonus features on DVD.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We
did a gag reel that was super funny when we finished filming in Boston, and it was really funny then, and that was only halfway through filming, so I can only imagine.
Do you know if there's going to be a TED 3? Because this thing's going to make a mountain of money, and that means the studio's probably going to want one.
Yeah, I think that if it makes a mountain of money, I think there'll definitely be a TED 3, but I think it does. It just depends on the numbers.
Well, as long as you're in it, I'll pay to see it. How's that?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I went from a really horrible compliment to one that was actually kind of sweet there, didn't I?
That was sweet. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I pulled that one out of the fire. It's Jessica Barth. She's beautiful. She's hilarious. And she's white trash Boston, which is not easy for a girl from Philly. Pretty amazing stuff. TED 2.
Thank you.
TED 2 opens Friday. Have fun.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
See you. Bye.